Are you ready, Professor?
Right.
This is the biggest moment of my life. How about you?
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Professor.
Lostest Radio.
You're joking. You don't mean that. No, you know that's not true. What's the matter? You nuts or something?
Lostest Radio.
They turn on the older generation, get them high.
Professor,
what are you so excited about, Jeff?
Hey!
How much longer will you have to go on with these experiments?
Could call the police.
Call the police? That's socialism. Nobody's anything for themselves anymore. What? What? What?
Lostest Radio.
You can't miss it.
Well, we're pretty much on schedule, Jeff.
What? What?
That's the second time you've said that.
So, doesn't take much. Only money, a thorough knowledge of electronics, a lot of spare time. Your wife threatens to leave you. But if you want real hi-fi, well...
That's right, man. The group Image kicking you off at the top of the hour right here on Lost Discs Radio. Grew up all wrong. Speaking of things that are all wrong, I can already tell it's going to be one of those nights. Okay? The levels on the board are all over the place, which means they're either too low or too distorted or something. Right? But we'll try to do what we can, folks. This is Jim E. Knight kicking it off with you at the top of the hour.
You don't have to worry about your image here. Jimmy.
Chesty is over there on the other microphone, and there's a horrible noise on the patch for Joe Stacks. So we may bail and do this on a landline, Joe. Can you give us an audio, buddy?
£2.10 a week, that was my pay.
Yeah. We've got some little skitter scatter in the background on your phone patch there, Joe. But
it kind of sounds like
we'll see.
It kind of sounds like dust on an LP.
All right, Now,
you know what I'm saying?
But, all right, so I tell you what, before we get into this too deep, Doc, let's just talk about this group. Now, literally, right? The group image here, this was like some kind of a co-op group or something, and they're like in New York City. They're all like shacking up together and sharing the same needle.
Well, it's a little weird because it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, like 5 guys and 1 girl, makes it a little weird. No, they're not sharing the same needle. On the cover art here, they're all sharing the same bed sheet. Five people with it strategically wrapped around.
That's right.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Joe,
not right. There's something not right.
There's some. We actually came into a copy of this actual album now. All right, I don't really know what to make of it, but I'm actually kind of digging some of the action on some of the sounds that they laid down in those grooves, and that of course was Grew Up All Wrong, by the group Image. What do you want to say about this cult group?
Well, I don't know if they're sharing the same needle. Maybe they're sharing the same stylus. yeah, these guys are primarily mysterious. They're the I know nothing about the record label that came out on, which is the Community.
Yeah, Community.
A bunch of dirty hippies shacking up together, man. Other than, I don't know.
Doc has.
It looks like they're all using aliases, so who knows who these people are?
That's right. Doc has the LP. Doc.
Pick which one was Freddie Knuckles, who would it be on that cover?
It's listed. Who's Freddie Knuckles on the back picture there, Doc?
He's the far left. He's on the far. He's on the far left in like some kind of a monk's robe with a tie in the front. I don't really know. The guy on the right looks a little like Mick Jagger.
Can you tell us some of the other guys? Their names up.
Yeah, we got
group.
Freddie Knuckles. We got Sheila Darla. We got Professor Leon Luther Ricks. Dr. Hawk.
Yes.
Black Doug, who's white.
Yes.
And William Guy Merrill, who looks like Mick Jagger, actually.
Those are all two first names. Like Mick Jagger. They're the problem.
What was the chick's name again?
It was Sheila Darla.
Sheila Darla. She's sort of the Sarah Jane Smith of the group.
Yeah, and they're all like in the. One guy is trying to look down her shirt. It's really weird. And there's a fill in the blank on the back. It says, "What would a man give for a second chance? Would he steal? Would he murder? Cheat on his income tax? Or would he do what?" And then you have to fill in your own name is about to do,
and take that one step. What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Yeah, but it says you're going to take that one step into the Twinkie Zone. This record is your ticket. To the Twinkie Zone. Yeah.
That's where we're all headed tonight.
Yeah.
So wow. They really had some good shrooms.
The Twinkie Zone.
On that pizza. Son.
Yeah.
All right. Mean?
Well, that's not even funny. Look, people might want to chime in there. Chesty, give them the email address in case.
Email us at lostdiscradio@yahoo.com.
Produced by Vinny Testa. Sounds familiar.
Now look, I hate to just move. All right, we're gonna move on from that and hopefully recover. I just wanted to dig that one song there at the top of the show.
It wasn't bad. I mean,
and I think we did. I think we dug it, and that's the end of that. But apparently, nobody has anything else to say.
The group image is burned into my mind.
This next group I'm playing, especially for Chesty, because somehow Joe Chesty apparently has hooked up on Facebook with one of the guys from The Shillings.
You are going to play it?
I'm
going to
play it right now on the Three Rivers Records label. We got the 45.
Yay. This is for Hub Wilson in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Groovy artist.
Joe, what do you know?
Well, they are indeed from Allentown. You know, I don't have my copy handy of Sounds from the Woods, that fine book on Pennsylvania garage and psych bands. But these guys put out a couple singles. Actually, I don't know if it's the same Shillings or not, but they did get one out on the Fontana label in '66, as well as a couple on the Three Rivers label, which seems to have nothing to do with Pittsburgh.
All right. Well, let's dig it, man. It is going to be the out-of-sight sound of the Shillings. And I've lost this. It's radio.
If you ask me, I'll tell you what you want to know. I will try to make the tears go. But if you're lying and trying to make me blue,
So stop your lying and trying to make me blue. You'll never find love that's true. But if you're lying and trying to make me blue, you'll never find a love that's true. If it happens that we should part and go our own way, there is one thing to you that I'm going to say. Don't start your lying and trying to make me blue. You'll never find a love that's true. A love that's true. A love that's true.
I can't take no more of this radio. Much more music. I'm so happy within this night. Just when the future looks so bright. I know.
What do you think I think?
Nothing.
I'll tell you what I think.
Small, I bet you pulled the wings right off of a helpless butterfly. But where you get your kicks now that I got smart? Where you get your kicks now that you can tear this fool apart? Baby, you got all the tools it takes. I found out you got your training working in a sideshow, charming snakes. But when you get your kicks now that it's goodbye.
Patrick. Dig? That's
Patrick.
That's Patrick. on the RSVP Records label, man.
Is that the record you stole when you were a little kid?
Just speaking in the microphone. What? No, that's not that one.
Oh.
yeah, I don't know. Listen, the long and short of that is when I was in college, one of my college roommates one day said, hey, man, check this out. Look at this great record I got, man, by Patrick. I bet you can't believe how great this is. And I was like, well, I don't know. Yeah, let's play it. And I just thought it was the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. And he was like, yeah, look how great this is. I bought this record from home with me. This is a guy in college, like a young man in college, was listening to that record, I swear to God, in my dorm.
In the 80s.
Back in the 80s, yeah, he had this record.
He had the picture sleeve, didn't he?
No,
would
he
I know
didn't.
The name if you were to say the name?
I'm sorry?
You may not want to do this over the air, but did I ever meet this guy?
Yes. I'm not going to say the name over the air.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. I'm sure he does too. But
because I don't, you wow. know, we don't need any litigation here over this type of thing. There's the picture sleeve, Doc.
What?
So far as I know...
He doesn't look Irish at all.
This guy's not to be confused with Saeed Khan, Doc.
Yeah.
But he's like a young Indian preppy kid from 66.
We gotta stick it out?
Yeah, but we played where are you... Oh my God, that
what?
It is.
What?
Yeah, I guess the A side is we gotta stick it out. Stick it.
Wow.
Out.
Patrick. Oh, Patrick.
Wait, what did we just hear then?
No, we played Where You Getting Your Kicks Now by Patrick. And as far as I know, he was like, he was a dancer. He was a dancer on the old Hullabaloo show.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
He looks like one of those Basson heads that are like on the wall at people's houses.
Anyway. Yeah.
Like one of those like...
Oh, man, thanks. I'm not going to sleep now, dog. Thanks. Okay, so, yes. Anyway, yes.
Patrick.
Guy in college had that record. And so I looked it up years later when I'm doing this radio show. I'm like, so what the hell was that Patrick thing that guy had in college? And I went on eBay and found a copy. So, I don't know. That's it. That's all I know about it.
Believe it or not, he may have had another single. Because in the book that I was looking this guy up in, the record you just spun doesn't even exist.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's supposedly a single out there called Move, flipped with five different girls on RSVP 1117.
What's the record number on that, Doc? RSVP, what's the record number?
1122.
What? See in the microphone, please.
1122.
1122.
And what was your number, Joe?
1117.
Okay, so this is the follow-up. I love it when these lost discs are so lost, they don't even exist. You dig? All right. So, before that, it was Maximilian doing Autumn Mood on the Twirl label. We'll come back to that in a minute, Joe. Before that, it was Rumor. The group was called Rumor on the Gemcore label, Without Her. Without Her. You only needed three. You don't just need three chords for that song. You only needed three notes for that song. Right? On a guitar chord.
Well, you know, anything more, and you're in jazz territory anyway. So
we kicked it off with the Shillings out of Allentown, Pennsylvania. Yes. Allentown's own The Shillings with Lion and Tryon on the old Three Rivers Records label. As confusing as that is. But, Maximilian was in there on his Musitron, right, Joe? That keyboard, that real down-tempo Squaresville instrumental we heard played on a Musitron keyboard, and it was, right, Joe? This guy Maximilian invented this instrument.
Well, hey, you know, why not? You know, we had Lothar and the hand people with the Lotharamon.
Yes.
And, you know.
Oh, by the way, I'm sorry, before you go on, thank you. I should have put out a theremin alert because of, believe it or not, somewhere in that record by Patrick, they were using a theremin.
It sounded like it.
Right? You know,
sure.
Like the Beach Boys did on Good Vibrations with a thing, Doc, from the creepy movies back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
You'll have to do a breaker for that one. It's just a theremin alert.
Yes. And that'll give us an excuse to have to play that Patrick record again. So anyway, Maximilian, and this guy invented this keyboard instrument, this analog synthesizer, right back like 1959. And it's everybody knows it, Doc, because it's the keyboard that you hear on Del Shannon's Runaway. Run, 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 run. You know that great keyboard break on Runaway?
Sure.
Where it goes...
Yeah, got it.
Anyway, that's a Musitron, right? It was invented by this guy. What was his name, Joe? Max Creek or something?
What?
Max?
What?
No, it's not Max Creek.
No, it's not Max Creek.
Joe, what's his real name?
Well, according to what I got in front of me, it might be Buddy Bowser.
No, it's Max Crook. Buddy Bowser?
Max
what are you
Crook.
Talking?
Maybe I'm looking at the
Joe.
Wrong Maximilian then.
Joe, what are you talking
about? Wait, we need some fact-checking here. I lost this.
Max.
Well, the Maximilian I came up with out of the Vernon Joints and Fuzz Acid and Flowers book released an album in 1969 on ABC.
Nah.
So we're in a completely
different place. Maybe, but my sources tell me his name is... Oh, Doc's got his theremin app going as we speak.
Beautiful.
Wow. Either that or he's taking tricorder readings.
He's dead.
There's some hobgoblin in the studio.
Wow, Doc, that's... That... Wow. Okay, this is after-hours material, guys. I got to move on. Oh, my God. All right, Doc, that's enough.
Sorry.
Turn that off. I'm going to need an Anison.
Patrick.
All right. I forget it. Well, look, I think the guy Maximilian was a guy named Max Crook. Anyway, Max. Well, see why I said Max Creek, Max Crook.
And Max Crick.
Recorded.
Man, that period was the golden age of very individualistic keyboard instruments, because you got this thing, you got other, you know, of course you get what was the big popular one in the mid-60s, the Zombies used it, the Beatles used it.
The Mellotron.
Mellotron. Yeah. Then you had one later called the Optagon, which was kind of like a Mellotron, but used primitive tape cartridges instead of like big reels.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Yes. But look, speaking of Max Crook, Max Creek, and Max Crick, Chesty, we're just going to go straight into this.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Come on, honey. Buzz over to my hive.
All right, my chick pick tonight is a French one. La la la. Pardon my French, I don't speak it. But many of you may know that Lost Disc Radio has some Canadian French fans that listen to the show. And so I bought this record on eBay, I hate to say, on Carousel Record Label, and it's Motocyclette by Les Lutens, which, with no French accent there. You can correct me later.
Tous les soirs, je m'en vais avec mes copains à motocyclette. Danser dans le noir pour oublier le lendemain et prouver qu'on n'a rien. À motocyclette, on est tous copains, on n'a peur de rien. Les garçons et les filles se parlent d'amour à motocyclette. Les cheveux au vent, ils s'en vont sur leur chemin à la rencontre du destin. À motocyclette, à motocyclette, on est tous copains, on n'a peur de rien. Le chef de la bande a trouvé l'amour à motocyclette. Et depuis ce temps, il est doux comme un enfant. On l'appelle le prince charmant. À motocyclette, à motocyclette.
Thank you.
doesn't really take a lot of intellect to listen to this stuff.
Oh, yeah!
He whopped me on the back and he says, "Buddy, have a drink."
Where it began, I can't begin to know when, but then I know it's growing strong. Yes, it is. In the spring, and spring became a summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? And oh, hands, I like this, touching hands. Oh, reaching out. Oh, touching me. Seems so lonely. Are we feeling up? Are we falling too? That's me and you, baby. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulder. How can I hurt when I'm holding you? Back to my part again. Oh, oh, oh. Touching warm. Reaching out, oh, touching you.
So, you know, we sometimes do some things for people here and there that want to hear some stuff. So we have a good friend, Dolly, out there, who's a friend of the show, who is kind of, you know, maybe one time not necessarily agreeing with my taste in music, especially like now who was that there?
That's Bobby Womack.
So Bobby Womack did that version. And now what do we got on that one? Because we know who made that famous. That's the obvious. You know.
Well, sure, man. You're digging the old Neil Diamond,
of course,
version.
Right? Which is what I was getting a little flack for. My interest in the song "Heartlight" from the movie E.T.
At least you're not listening to
Barry Manilow.
I am. I said what, Joe?
Didn't Barry Manilow do "Heartlight"?
No, it was Neil.
It was Neil Diamond. All right, so sending that one out by request.
Yes.
Right, Doc? That's right. The point on that. Bobby Womack off the United Artists label. Yes, we grabbed the actual 45 out of a box when Don said, "We got this one, don't you?" And I said, "We're not playing damn Neil Diamond, damn it." So we grabbed you the old Bobby Womack version, folks, out of, I don't know what year that was, like 69, 70. Okay, before that it was Shorty Long. Shorty Long on the Soul label.
Ooh.
We had the Function at the Junction, man. That was like a low charting number 93 kind of hit back in 1966. And it was Chesty's Chick Pick that kicked off that set with Le Lutin with a motorcyclette. The motorcyclette. A small girl's motorcycle for a little girl.
That motorcycle was built for a little girl.
Isn't that just just the French word for
motorcycle.
Oh, my God.
All right. Look, well, it's effeminate in either way, so it's more like, you know, one of them Vespas. Now, Chesty. Chesty, you want to say something about maybe about this next record? Because, well, first of all, some people have chimed in on the email, but there's no time to read them, so forget it.
Okay.
But the people are, we know we have people sitting around in Catasauqua digging it at the fire, and John in Mid-North Indiana digging it on the shortwave, sort of, maybe. And some other guy named John in Walpole, Mass. These are some people that have emailed in. Doc, give them the address.
LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com.
Damn.
This with a C.
Ooh.
Spell disc with a C.
Buddy.
Painful.
Chesty, this next record is by a group called Lion.
Yeah.
Lion. Okay, it's on the mainstream label, and it's a very curious title, Chesty. It's called Sometimes I Feel Like Pennsylvania.
Sometimes I feel like Pennsylvania and all the potholes and pierogies and other things that start with P.
Well, let's dig it, Chesty, tonight on the show, man.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Sometimes I feel like Pennsylvania. Just 200 miles of bad road going nowhere. Just 200 miles of bad road going nowhere. But they can't make me. They can't ding me, 'cause I'm.
Discs, gravy, lost, gravy, discs, lost, discs, lost, gravy, oh.
What are you? What are you, kids? Like you're out in space or something.
Having other people mind. Well, now you know my doctor told me, he said, Jimmy, you can help yourself. You don't have to go around, baby, no, worrying everybody else. You can help yourself, baby. All you gotta do is try it one time. Never have to go around, baby. I never have another people mine.
myself. I thought I was a little too strong, baby, to listen to anyone else. But I found out I could help myself. All I had to do was try it one time. Now I don't have to go around, baby, honey, with another people's mind.
Well, I says I believe I will have another big orange.
All the things you did when you used to be a kid.
Teenager's mother, don't turn gray. Don't think your Johnny is gone astray. Why would I stop to roll and rock? You know it's not a sinful way. Teenager's mother, are you right? Teenager's mother, are you right? Cause the same thing that's worrying is the same thing you used to do yourself. That rockin' music you call bad was just about all Johnny had. But with a shout, you threw it out, and so you made your Johnny sad. Teenager's mother,
are you right?
Are you right? Cause the same thing that's worrying is the same thing that used to do yourself. Did you forget so soon how much you love to do Charleston? And when you were young, out on a date, didn't you ever come home late? Now we won't say who's right or wrong, but here's the moral of this song. It can't be bad, it makes you glad, and you are only young so long. Teenager's mother,
are you right?
Teenager's mother,
are you right?
Cause the same thing that's worrying, use the same thing you used to do yourself. Cause the same thing that's worrying, use the same thing you used to do yourself.
Do yourself. Do yourself.
Do yourself. Do it yourself, man. Bill Haley and his Comets, right? Off the Decca label. Yeah, it's Bill Haley, man. Same guys, deal Rock Around the Clock, and all. There they are in their sort of 13 women and no other man around in town. kind of vibe there with Teenager's Mother, a low charting B-side from 1958-ish. What can I tell you, man? Before that, it was Jimmy Reed. Come on, I was just in the mood to hear some Jimmy Reed. All right, that's all. And so Jimmy Reed off the VJ label with Help Yourself. Actually, it was off the Tradition label, but we know that was the VJ Sessions, man. And we kicked it off there with Sometimes I Feel Like Pennsylvania. Okay, a group called Lion. Joe, do we care about a group called Lion? What about those guys?
Well, other than just being stunned by what I heard, I'm just going, what in the heck?
Yeah,
man. Looks like they released one single in their entire career on that mainstream records label. And that was maybe the B-side.
Yeah. All right. Well, we were digging. Well, I don't know if we were digging it so much as we were just playing it for, you know, some of our valued shortwave and internet listeners out in the Pennsylvania region. And by the way, we've heard in from Mr. Bill in Boise, Idaho, and he's getting it.
Woohoo!
He's getting it. He's got a ghost of a signal on 51KC, 5110KC on the shortwave rig there. And it, by the way, somebody is really getting it on shortwave. Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota tonight, really getting it on 5110, giving out the 73s to everyone in the studio, right? Thanks, Larry, for chiming in. And all right, we got to move into this last set real quick, Joe. We're going to dig a group called Fox and the Roadrunners. Right? What do we need to know, man?
Again, well, like a one-time, at least Fox and the Roadrunners, a one-time thing. Fox would have a vague solo career without the Roadrunners. And boy, what a record label. It looks like it's Eifert.
Eifert. I think it's Eifert. Right.
It looks like somebody asked their kid to design the label.
Yeah. Right. We got it for you right off the 45 tonight, folks, man. Dig it. Soundsight sounds of Fox and the Roadrunners tonight, exclusively on Lost Discs.
Get all liquored up, smoking pot, doing LSD.
Oh, that's right.
And he'd be driving that Bromobile around.
Yeah, there was pot and LSD. Yeah, I remember all that.
Now you're
Lost Discs Radio.
You don't quite hear the same sound at the same time in both ears.
Boston's own Listening, right off the Vanguard Records label, folks, closing it out tonight for Lost Discs. What can I tell you? And it don't get much better than that. Before that, though, it was the Apollos, right? Doing their rendition of
Slow Down! Hey, Slow Down!
Slow Down. They're off the White Cliffs Records label. Yeah, man. Been in the actual foyer. Everything tonight came off the original vinyl. What can I tell you? It's what we do. It's what we're known for. We
even,
kicked off.
Even Joe Stax's voice.
Yeah. Folks, you've wasted your time. And listen, we're sticking around for another hour on the short wave and on the internet, you know, as we are wont to do with a little after hours action. But in the meantime, you know, you got to get over to rockandradio.com where they invite us to do this sort of thing, you know. That's where you're here, the boss man Randy Tibbins with the RLT Archives Music Magazine. Along with the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. And his brother from another mother, electrophonic Bri-Fi Phillips. That's when you're not over at our own website. You know, it is LostDiscsRadio.com, man. You can catch all the shows that you missed. You can vote on the record label poll. You can see pictures of Chesty's chest. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks, Chesty.
Good night.
Thanks, Joe.
Always a pleasure. Good night, everybody.
Thanks, Dr. Doug Brown.
You got it, punk.
Good night, Weasley Steve. Wherever you are.
that was terrific. Hey, did you hear that, folks? A regular George Bernard Shaw. Good boy. And he did it all by himself. You did it all by yourself and nobody helped you. That's terrific. And with your very own big mouth.